Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
Listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population U.
Population 2.
What is happening?
Irene 2,
how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for having me join your town.
Listen, of course.
You might already be a resident for all we know.
We don't know what you've done.
Okay, wow. Coming in hot.
Hey. Coming in very, very hot. You are a phenomenal stand-up, a very, very funny person, and the exact person we need to break down the stupid behavior that is happening in this wonderful world of ours as we speak.
Irene, I feel like I haven't seen you in a year.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Right.
Well, I haven't seen you in a year because of the pandemic.
I know.
I don't
that
know if you've
so
it,
wild,
but
though.
It
just
still
feels wild. Do you have a pandemic over by you, too? Is the pandemic on by
in your neighborhood?
It's happening over there too. Okay.
It's like a rolling blackout.
Yeah, we had a couple cases.
Okay. All right.
I think we're starting to kind
of. Here's the crazy thing. The pandemic didn't even stop the dumb behavior. We thought on some level everyone would hunker down and be like, ooh, we're in a tough position.
Maybe we should watch what we're doing, but no.
Turns out whole sections of our society just keep on doing the dumb.
Well, it works out for us, though. You guys really want to dig into it?
Let's dig into a story.
Right, here we go. This was sent in by All Elite Scooby Doo at Roland Stoney 1.
There are so many things happening with that.
There's a lot to unpack.
So many questions already.
All Elite Scooby. This is just the person who sent us the story.
Right. This is one. At one point, this person was like, "What do I want my handle to be?"
All Elite.
Something
Scooby.
No, no, no.
Something
handle,
easy to remember.
The handle is at Roland Stoney 1. S-T-O-N-E-Y.
You know my dog Roland Stoney.
But then at one point they were like, "No, I've gone a Scooby Doo route in my life." So now their handle is all Roland Stoney 1. But their name, I guess, is All Elite Scooby-Doo.
I feel like he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Stop it, Randy.
Okay. Stop.
This is a lesson in, like, sometimes you just can't have it how you want it. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
McDonald's is really strict about what time lunch starts.
Jesus.
That's the first line. I want to read you the headline.
But why are they so strict about that?
I don't know. Here's the headline. Ready?
Have you had McDonald's recently?
Yes.
Irene?
Yes, I have.
You have. What did you get?
Yeah, yes.
What is your go-to order? I'm pulling up, and what do you get?
Oh, okay. I don't pull up to a McDonald's and get anything, all right? I'm just using their restroom facilities while I'm driving down the 5.
Okay.
I just want to clear that up.
Okay, gotcha.
I got McDonald's recently because I was on a set, and they catered.
Okay. Ooh. Wow, impressive. And what did you eat?
Hash browns?
It was breakfast time. It was like the McRiddle, sandwich thing.
Yeah, I've never had a McRiddle. Have either one of you two gentlemen?
So that is pancakes with a sausage in between, right? It's syrup infused. Really good. Of course it is.
Terrible for you, but it's good.
It's like syrup infused bread. Uh-huh. It's like a pancake.
Right.
With a sausage and like cheese, I think, or egg, maybe an egg. Like
yeah, cheese. Yeah. Nothing tastes better with sweet syrup than cheese.
I know the cheese seems out of
place to
me.
So weird.
I don't believe it's cheese. I mean, I don't think it's cheese.
So it's just egg, sausage, on Dan.
No, I mean, I think there's cheese in it, but I don't think it's cheese.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. Cheese like. Okay, thank you.
They're actually known for McDonald's. Their breakfast stuff is. Like, they don't mess with it much. Like, it is actual, like, fine quality sausage, and it is real eggs. Like, they don't like, any sort of, like, pouring it out of a container.
All right,
they don't.
Okay. I believe you. I believe you. Just like their salads are great.
All right. You think they're great?
No.
Oh, they are not.
They're not good.
All right, here we go. Here's the headline. McDonald's robber demands lunch food item, but has to accept breakfast food because it was still too early.
You can't mess with them.
So even as McDonald's is being robbed and they're like, take all the money, but you are not taking a lunch item.
Can't mess with them.
Line in the sand.
That is a line in the sand that they will not cross. Or like, what about who is the worker who had to withhold that? Yeah, so
yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. Here's $10,000.
Yeah,
sure,
but I can't give you the McNuggets you want.
Yeah, right, but exactly. How about an egg McMuffin?
Right,
yeah,
right.
How about you take the egg out and the sausage can be like a hand, like she's trying to, or right, he's trying to help.
And then the criminal's like, lunch. Can I talk to your manager? Why are you unhappy with the amount of money? No, I'm fine with the amount of money. I need to talk to your manager about the service.
Like I could have ripped off anybody, but I came here because I wanted McNuggets.
I came here tonight.
A man has been jailed for robbing a McDonald's in England, which I didn't see that curveball coming, and making off with not only some cash, but also food. Unfortunately for him, not only did he get caught,
but he drove on the wrong side of the street when he was getting out of there, son of a bitch.
He also wasn't even able to get the meal he was hoping for at the time of the robbery, which begs the question, did he rob based on where he wanted to eat?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I came here to rob
because I also wanted a meal. Now, if you've ever been to a McDonald's in another country, Dan, I don't know if you've ever been.
I've been to one in Turkey.
I have not.
So we've been to one in Turkey, and I think we went to one in England. Okay. They treat McDonald's like
it's a nice restaurant.
McDonald's really? In other countries are like Michael Jackson in other countries. Like they still are like, they're not looking
they're
into the
board.
History.
They're on board completely.
Let's not look into what's going on behind the scenes. We don't watch documentaries about it. He's still the king of pop for us.
So you're saying in other countries, they think the Monopoly game has not been compromised.
Not at all. That's right. They're like, it's a game of chance that only six people won.
Yeah, over and over and over again.
That documentary.
Wait, so you've been to other countries McDonald's?
Yes.
Did you try like a quarter pounder or
yeah,
a Big
there was
Mac?
Like everything had, this is what I'll say about McDonald's in other countries. Everything has a little bit more mayonnaise on it.
Yep. Really? Yeah.
Fries have more mayonnaise.
Huh.
Right?
Because we did a breakdown on back in the stereo days, we did a breakdown of like crazy food items and there were like other McDonald's. I think even though in the like Northeast here, there's McDonald's where you can get lobster rolls.
Now, would you?
What?
Irene, I would definitely do it.
Would you get a lobster roll from McDonald's?
Absolutely.
You yes. Oh.
Thank you, Irene. This oh my is God.
I love this.
They're expensive.
They are. Yeah.
It's true.
I feel like if you're going to be in Boston or even Maine and you're a McDonald's and you're going to sell a lobster roll.
You almost drifted into Mark Wahlberg when you said
know.
That.
Oh, it's not magic. It's always in there.
And you're going to sell.
And you know that if you do it wrong, they're going to burn your McDonald's down. Like,
yeah,
don't,
exactly.
Like they'll.
So you
they'll
know, so you think
up.
That you
yeah.
think that they're the pressure
to
of the
do
town,
it
they'll,
yes.
they'll have
the
to make it
so
good. The townies keep McDonald's honest as far as lobster rolls go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a bare minimum
that
of what you
be.
Can get away with,
right?
Right.
If you have a lobster roll,
right,
right.
Especially in those parts of the country, you'll get a rock through the window.
Okay.
I've seen mayor of East Town.
All I'm saying is, we did a live Dumb People Town with the Doughboys, and Jay and Dan and I did the fried chicken sandwich challenge. We only did four places, Irene. We did KFC, Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's. So we had it, and I'm telling you, we knew exactly which one the McDonald's was because the bun was so bad.
And it was the worst quality.
Oh. Inedible. The quality of the chicken sandwich was terrible. It was terrible. Like, by comparison, it was like not even in the same league as these other ones.
No, not even.
So I'm just like, you could have picked a better place to
rob. I guarantee you, if we had just gotten the McChicken, it probably would have at least taken third.
No.
The McChicken's legit.
Jen. Wait, you ordered a chicken sandwich that wasn't the McChicken?
Yeah, because they have their chicken
their
sandwich
new
that
chicken
got pickles
sandwich,
on it, and
yeah.
they're trying to compete with KFC and
Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, but it was just... You, even in the photo of it, as you're in the drive-thru, even in the thing that's supposed to
it
make it
looks like
so
a fish
insane,
fillet.
It does look a little weak. Like I ordered it, and the guy was like, are you sure? Yeah, that's all he said. She said there's a Chick-fil-A next door. I was like, I'm trying to do the challenge!
Wait, so what did you... Oh, you had breakfast. What do you guys get at a McDonald's?
When I was a
kid... And you've been going a lot lately.
I've been going a lot with my son. He gets the ice cream cone.
Do you just
cone.
Get some fries?
He gets the ice cream cone and a large fry. My kids will go at 11:30 at night.
My kids love the
There's
fries.
There's the weird drive through on Sunset and Crescent Heights where you go under the building. You're inside the building and you do a little loop through. The craziest people are there. He lets me listen to my music. My son's 12 and a half. So the last time we did it, the line was so long. I said, okay, while we're waiting in line, I'm going to tell you how your Uncle Randy and I got into comedy. And also we're listening to my music. And he was like, okay.
So he's going ice cream cone and french fries?
Ice cream cone and large french fries. And sometimes chicken nugget.
And he dips the french fries in the ice cream cone?
No, but sometimes he'll do like a 10-piece chicken.
What's your, what do
I
you
was
get?
A McNugget guy. I just would get like
I think
piece.
The nuggets are good there.
Okay. 20 they're not bad. When we were in college, though, Dan, and I think we talked about this, we were poor college students at University of Michigan, and McDonald's came out with a deal where it was 29-cent hamburgers, 39-cent cheeseburgers. So this is 1993, 94. And I would get 10.
Whoa.
I could get 10.
Oh, my God. Just on the
five and five. Yeah.
Just on that bread alone.
Stupid. Dan, 10. I'm like, that's lunch and dinner. I do it at like 3 in the afternoon. Takes you through the whole night. Two meals.
My stomach hurts just hearing you tell that story. Terrible.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So unfortunately for him, not only did he get caught, but he also wasn't even able to get the meal he was hoping for.
That is the most McDonald's thing ever.
Rudy Batten pled guilty to robbing a McDonald's in February, Southwest News Service
Both Rudy
reports.
And Batten are the two most British names I've ever heard.
Yeah, Rudy Batten. According to the news outlet, Batten claimed to have a gun and demanded money from the register and forced a manager to give him access to the store's safe. Mm-hmm. On his way out, Batten reportedly demanded what McDonald's menu item. So if you guys had to guess, what do you think he was like? I'm going to go to McDonald's, I'm going to get some money, and I'm going to get myself a blank.
Irene, what do you think?
But it was a lunch item.
It was a lunch item. Was a lunch item. It's not breakfast because they were like, sir, we do breakfast all day. We do not do lunch all day.
Do they do breakfast all day?
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I feel like McDonald's is known for Big Mac, so I'm going to say a Big Mac.
Okay.
Big Mac.
All right, Jay or Ann?
I mean, it can't be a quarter pounder because it would be like
the metric system.
Kilo.
Yeah.
Like kilogram.
Can I get the semi-kilo?
So I'm going to say chicken nuggets.
Okay. Ran.
Ooh.
Chicken McNuggets. Sorry.
I don't think I know enough of
you can repeat either one of theirs. This is just for funsies.
I mean, I know I would pick chicken McNuggets.
Okay,
No, but I feel like this guy probably ordered something weirder. God damn it. By the way, there's an option on Postmates.
McRib.
He went for a McRib to get 40 McNuggets.
You went with the seasonal item.
Yes, yeah. McRib. McRib.
He wanted.
You'll find McRib in the middle is swimming in sauce. That's McRib. Swimming in sauce.
He wanted some of the fast food franchise's famous chicken nuggets.
There you go.
Randy felt it. Jason said it. Unfortunately for him, it was still too early in the day, and the restaurant was only serving items from its breakfast menu. Apparently, he was unwilling to wait for some nuggets to be cooked, so they were going to make them for him. They're wait until the cops get here, or they cook.
He's like, I know they're in there. He with the gun, was like, hey, get over to the freezer. Yeah, open them up.
So he made off with a double sausage McMuffin instead, which means he still made them customize his order.
Doubled up the sausage.
He still was like...
Which you have to wait longer for.
Yes!
That's always the case at McDonald's. If you make one little adjustment to what they normally make, it's like 30 minutes longer.
Batten reportedly stole approximately how much money... from the restaurant.
So how much
money you're rolling into a McDonald's and it's still breakfast hours.
They can't have a lot of money.
How much money?
A lot of money.
Do you think they have?
It's pounds or in dollars?
We have it in dollars.
Do you have American dollars? Yes, okay, yes. Irene, what do you think?
I'm going to guess it was only from one register.
Mm-hmm.
So
he did ask for the safe. He did ask for the safe.
I think it's like a hilariously small amount of money. So I'm going to say $400.
$400. Jay, what do you think? I'm going to say like $10,000.
$10,000 from Jason Sklar.
I think like $2,500.
$2,500.
Because this is what I think. I think they have, and from working, do we ever work fast food? We worked some register jobs. Like if you've ever worked at a place that has a register, they keep some money in there for the very beginning of the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's money in there for, they put it in there for the night before so you have some money to give change.
Yeah, maybe they haven't picked up the drop yet.
So I think that was from the night before. So I think he probably timed the drop. I bet he timed the drop, but he didn't time lunch. I love that. He timed the drop, he didn't time when lunch starts.
I was like, you think he's that smart?
Yeah.
So Jay, look up when lunch starts at McDonald's. Do you know when lunch starts?
It's 11 o'clock.
Look at
11 a.m.
Do you know when it is?
It starts at 11.
Get confirmation on that.
No, Dan's
right. No, I thought lunch was whenever you got up.
Yeah. All right, so to run it back, we have 400.
I say $2,500.
$2,500, and Jason
said... Because I think there was probably like 12...
10K? What'd you say, Jay?
10K.
I said 10,000.
I'm
going
to look up when lunch starts at McDonald's.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will hear about everything Irene's up to, and then also anything that we have going on, and we will find out how much money... Rudy Batten got from McDonald's.
stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We've got Irene too with us. Let them know how people can follow you and anything.
What's going on, where they can see you and catch your awesome stuff, whatever show you were getting McDonald's on. When can we see that?
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, that's actually supposed to come out next month, I think.
Oh, okay, great. Can we talk about it?
I don't know when we're, no, we can't talk about it, but like.
Jeez Louise.
It'll drop.
Okay.
Or they'll not air me ever, because that happens a lot.
It's not
you
true.
Know,
it's
Hollywood.
Not true.
Yeah, you can follow me on social media at Irene_2. That's T-U. It's my mm-hmm. last name.
So easy.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram, trying to quit social media. So, you know, follow me while you can.
So let's talk about that, because I've been so conflicted about that. It just like how much it runs my psyche at times, of just like, how many views do we get on this, and how many, there's a moment where you're acutely aware of, you put content out into the world, and then you're like, well, how many did this get, and how many did this get, and I'm like, why am I so beholden to that? Is that what it is for you, or is there a different thing?
It's not for me. It's not like about people liking my stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really care how many likes I get.
Good
it's
attitude.
Just watching other people's stuff.
Yeah.
Like, as a comic, you're like, oh, I should be doing more shows. Mm-hmm. Or why am I not doing this? I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
like, mm-hmm. you're happy for everybody, but you just really get in your own head about mm-hmm. like how
so
well
true.
You're doing. And
so
I'm like,
true.
Oh, I should quit. I should just live on a farm.
Right. I'm ready to quit. But that is,
by the way, just asking, how do we get on the farm show?
Yeah. Can you tell us how we can get on the farm?
Do you know anyone
who books the farm show? Cause we want to get
yeah. I mean, you just have to have a tight five in front of these cows.
Okay. Fair enough. We can do that.
It's a cow book show. All right.
We already have our cow set. Who do we call?
Let me ask you this. I haven't asked you this. I'll ask you here on air. Is your Oakland show coming back? Did that bar survive the pandemic?
Oh, well, the bar is coming back that you've done the show at.
Yeah,
but I don't know what the update is on who's booking what.
Okay.
But they announced recently they're reopening.
And the Oakland A's are going to check with you as to whether or not they're going to do that waterfront stadium. Am I right?
They're going to call me and be like, hey,
do we do this?
Can you do 5 minutes?
Can you do?
We've always said.
About cows. Just about cows.
Yeah. In the outfield.
What was it? Was it Big Star Bar? Is that what it was called? What was it called?
No. It's called Starline Social Club.
Starline Social Club. Your show there was one of the best I've ever done.
I've heard about it. We know about it.
All right. So before we went to the break, we asked how much money Rudy Batten stole approximately from the McDonald's.
I have an update on when lunch is served at McDonald's. So Dan was right and he was wrong. So on Saturday and Sunday, I guess, so the only days that Dan goes to McDonald's for lunch and he knows the times, that's at 11.
You know, is it 10:30 the other
time? 10:30 Monday through Friday. Yeah. You know, the way no one has ever eaten lunch at 10:30.
Except for when you're in like second grade.
By the way, 10:30 is too early for brunch. Okay, like 11 is brunch hours.
Sure,
that's what I'm saying. I said lunch is when you wake up, and that's exactly when I wake up every day. Is 10:30?
Is that when you wake up every day? 10:30?
Kind of. Yeah.
I'm so impressed with that.
Really impressed.
All right, Jay, you guessed 10K.
I said 2,500, and you said a hilariously low $400.
The amount of money, and then we'll close out a couple more dumb things on this story before our Patreon townies get to hear a dumb story from Irene. But I can tell you first, Rudy Batten. Approximately stole from McDonald's a total of $600.
Oh,
you were
right.
You were so good. What did I say?
You were right.
Irene, too.
Nailed it. So my question is it worth it? Is it worth it? I mean, he didn't even get his order.
You got busted and you didn't even get lunch,
bro. Double sausage. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even dip that thing in the dipping sauces, which to me is like all the joy of the McNuggets.
You do like a good dipping sauce.
I love a good dipping sauce.
He was reportedly identified by CCTV cameras and turned himself into authorities later that day. Mm-hmm. So nobody's more ashamed of himself than him. He's like, you know what? I'll be down this afternoon.
So he turned him in at 3:30, which is dinner time at McDonald's.
There you go. It was discovered that instead of an actual gun, he had been threatening them with an unloaded air pistol. Batten reportedly claimed that he had robbed the restaurant in order to get money to pay back a debt. There are not a lot of things going well for Rudy Batten.
Oh, my God.
I owe somebody, and if I
owe somebody $600?
Yeah. Yes. His lawyer said that. And also, how about that? He's like, look, I'm going to pay the debt off, but why not get breakfast for myself? I want a little something.
If you owe someone $600, sure. let's put this into debt context. If you owe someone $600, they need that money.
Right.
This isn't like a kingpin who's like flexing his or her muscle to be like, you better get me my thing because it's principal. This is like, I need my $600.
Yes.
So like, there is pressure on you to get that money.
Yes.
So you need to get $600.
Wow. I will close it out here. The lawyer, his lawyer said that he was.
He's got a lawyer.
He said that he was ashamed.
Court appointed.
Embarrassed by his actions. So I just picture a little ashamed, embarrassed Rudy Batten.
But can I say that to me is refreshing? That's as refreshing as breakfast starts at 10:30 in the morning. Is that
lunch?
Lunch does. Some people out there are ashamed of what they do. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like when you do something wrong and then you're like, I'm sorry I did something wrong, rather than leaning into it and being like, I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you guys think that you can get McDonald's orange drink all day though? Like that's all the time, right?
Isn't that like orange high C at
McDonald's?
God, I haven't had that in 35 years.
Yeah.
I feel like if I drank a whole thing of the orange high C, whatever it's like in that giant like trough.
Oh, that'd fuck up your piss for a month. Trough.
I bet like I could like
your pee
I bet,
would glow.
I bet I wouldn't be able to run for a week. You know, like it takes away your ability to do like one thing.
Oh,
my joints don't
long.
Work.
You can't sit too long.
I can't sit too long. Like I can't pronounce like S's or something. Like just it takes away weird things in your.
I bet it's like asparagus. You know, when you pee, it like looks funny.
Come out orange.
Yeah.
It actually smells like asparagus when you drink the orange. I think.
Well, that's a mini story, my friends.
There's a mini story.
Follow Irene too, as long as she's on social media.
For as long as she's on social media. And hopefully her thing will drop next month and we'll all get to watch that. And, oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.